Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, I'm Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer, Jorgie Jorgensen. Our guests today are from Payroll Control Systems, Bob Wilbanks, Vice President of Sales, and Mike Donnelly, Director of Information Technology. Thanks for being with us today, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for having us.
Bob, for our listeners, can you give us a little background on Payroll Control Systems and your background and experience?
Sure. Payroll Control Systems actually was formed back in 95 and started processing payroll for its first client in 1996. And
was that 1895 with Joe?
Yeah, 1895.
I see. Okay.
Been around since before computers. We had the chisel and the rock out there. We chisel out the payroll. 1995. And we currently serve about 1,100 customers, mostly in the greater Twin Cities area. We actually process taxes in all 50 states and do payrolls for companies that range in size from one employee up to thousands of employees. We also have two other ancillary services that tie into payroll, time and labor services, so time clocks and web clocks that allow the employer to collect the time, and human resources management software that allows them to do everything from the benefits enrollment through time off recording and keeping track of all the EEO reporting and everything else, and it all ties together in one seamless product.
Yeah, Bob, how long have you been with Payroll Control Systems?
I came with the company back in 2007, and prior to that, I'd been in the industry since 1982. I actually worked with a national services provider for about 7 years, and then was a sales manager for a local service before starting my own company up in the mid-90s. I sold out of that back in 97 and went on to do several other entrepreneurial endeavors over the last 10 years leading up to 2007. And it's just been a great ride since coming aboard with PCS.
Great. Mike, you're a Director of Information Technology now. What does that mean at Payroll Control Systems?
Well, sometimes I joke that, you know, anything that plugs in, they come to me. But basically, I oversee all the IT infrastructure there, and we also do some in-house development. We have a couple of applications that we use just for our company, as well as we do development every now and again for outside the company.
And this is critically important for an outside payroll service company these days because of the technology, because of computers and how you want to use technology to make that system more efficient.
Definitely. You can't be a small business owner without having technology. I mean, if nothing else, for communication and just tracking the data that you do have and for decision making, having good systems to track all of that.
You won't remember this, Mike, but back in the 70s when I ran the law firm downtown, we had an HP calculator and a spreadsheet for payroll, and that was as sophisticated as the technology allowed.
When I started in the business, they were doing it on key punch operators back in the back, and you had the big green sheets, and it was all phoned in. We didn't even have fax machines back then. So
I've actually operated a key punch machine, but that was in the old days. Let's move on. Our topic today is creating efficiencies in your payroll systems. Bob, what I'd like to do, if we can, is an example. When you get a new client that's, say, 25, 30 employees and you bring them onto your systems, can you walk us through that? How does that work?
Sure. In most cases, we're looking at one of two scenarios where they're either coming from an existing outsourced service bureau, or they're coming from an in-house type of system like a QuickBooks or something along those lines. Our first job is really to find out what was it that they weren't happy with.
Mm-hmm. You know, what didn't work.
we see a lot of replication going on out there. It seems that the way people have been trained, they replicate what was there, and that's a good setup. And one of our first things that we do is to find out where is the pain and what's wrong. So that's one of the biggest keys, and it really centers around how can we create efficiencies, not just within the payroll process, but to all the ancillary things that go on outside of the service. It starts with a time and labor type of product. Are they tracking time? Does it interface into their actual payroll processing that they're doing? Can they just go ahead and import that file in and not have to key all that information? When they add an employee, does the employee automatically show up in the time clock? Those types of things can make a big difference to the efficiency that goes on that front end. Once you start processing the payroll, I think it's important to be able to interface back to accounting programs like QuickBooks, outside vendors that are handling the 401k administration, potentially doing things with the Section 125 plans. And there's a whole host of other outside ancillary services that really are triggered by payroll. If we can create those files that can be uploaded or actually have processes put into place that will seamlessly integrate with those other outsourced areas that they have, it just makes their life a lot simpler.
I think most small business owners started their business in the garage or wherever they started it, and they grew it, and they got the first employee, and then they get the second. The next thing you know, they get 10. Pretty soon there's 15. Part-time bookkeeper helping. They're struggling to do everything, and there's just too much to do. And at some point, you get to the point where you have to consider hiring an outside payroll service.
Right.
But how traumatic is it to transfer from doing it in-house and in some cases manually to now we're hiring a professional, you've got all the technology, you've got all everything that you need to do it as efficient as possible. How hard is that to do that transition?
You know, it's really not that difficult these days. Most information, even if they're using an in-house system, or some people are even on a spreadsheet, that they're doing everything on, we can capture that information electronically and pull it over in many of the cases, which makes it real simple for us to bring everything over. And the key thing is balancing back to your prior year to dates and making sure you're balancing back to your prior tax returns and everything else. Our first goal is always a perfect first pay. If we can get through that and get everybody paid right, that's the biggest key. Then after that, we start going to, okay, can we interface into the general ledger program? What's the file look like? Let's get it created. Who are you working with as a 401k provider? Let's give us the file structure, and we'll put a report together that can then generate that file, and get that taken care of. And the process is quite simple for the person on the other end, the client, because they're not doing that work. They just need to provide us with a little direction as far as what does the file look like.
So the place you start is to say, what have you been doing in the past, and what are you doing it on, and then that'll tell you how to achieve the best transition to your systems.
Absolutely. I just recently put a client on that's in that same sector that you're talking about, actually a 32-employee company, and their service provider that they had before was not interfacing with the 401k processor, and he had to take all the information, key it into a spreadsheet, and then go to the site that he needed to upload it to and upload it. There was no interface to the accounting program, so he'd have to weed through all the reports and make the entries in there. And there was no interface to the time and labor system. He was collecting all this information and then going and keying it in. And we can make it as simple as just clicking a link and bringing that information right into the system. So we definitely saved quite a few hours of that owner's time.
Oh, yeah.
Every single pay period and monthly going forward.
So you set up the environment so that you can collect that information off of your technology, so I don't have to set it up for myself and get that all set up. And
Well, I mean, it is part of the kind of bringing out a new client. I mean, the consultative process and figuring out, okay, yeah, let's get you to exactly where you were, but maybe we need to talk to you about what you're going to try and do going down the road, so that the departmental structures are set up and you've got employees, set up the right way so that data is captured correctly down the road, or maybe as you're doing the payroll so that the labor's allocated the right way. But the system itself has a lot of even just built-in exports, and most of those can be tweaked if we know what the layout is to whatever system is going to.
So when you're doing that initialization, if you will, when you're first setting up an account, do you take a look at the history of the business and how fast they've grown and what their projections are for future growth and number of employees and departments and all those things? Is your software scalable? Can it grow with the companies?
The software is definitely scalable. There's a couple different solutions. There's a web-based solution, an installed solution, but either one actually can work for anybody from, you know, one employee up to, you know, several thousand employees. And you know, when you've got one employee, there's not a whole lot of setup. But when you've got those thousands of employees, then you start looking over, okay, there's so many different layers in the software. You can set up the departments, the work comp codes, the job costing. Each person can be set up to make sure that the information down the road is the information that you're looking for. And as Bob said, you know, initially, if you're doing some of that already, we can capture that most of that electronically. So it's not this laborious process of getting it into our system.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the range of input, Mike? Some firms are probably still out there using time cards and doing things manually.
And oh, yeah.
There's other firms that are using a high level of sophistication.
And there's definitely firms that are just, you know, payroll comes and like, well, I have two employees. Yeah, I both know they worked 40 hours this week. And, you know, there's no tracking whatever, all the way up to, you know, we integrate with Kronos, which is a very large tracking system. Yeah. And also have our own systems that are as
robust as they as those are. Absolutely. And when you come into the time, getting everything pulled together like that, that is one of the biggest fears that's out there, making a transition like this. And usually it's because exactly what I alluded to earlier is what's happened in the past. They'll go to, we recently had a customer that had quite a few employees, and they had been through a very painful transition about 2 years prior. And we were probably about 2 weeks away from actually running their first payroll. And I got a phone call, and the person says, you know, I'm scared. And I said, well, I understand. I mean, it is a transition that we're looking at here. And they said, no, I'm just scared. And I said, well, why is that? And I don't feel like I've done enough to actually, I haven't been in enough pain at this point.
Based on the prior experience.
Based on the prior experiences. And I just had to spend a little bit of time coaching through exactly where we were in the process, because we do have the people in place to make it a very comfortable transition and a lot of checks and balances that go along with it.
Now, when you're picking up a new account and you're taking a look at their input from the way they were handling it before, do you occasionally talk to them about changing the manner in which they give you that input?
Quite often. That's where the experience comes in, and where we're doing the consultative type sales process to really unravel everything that's going on inside of their system and ask those tough questions. You know, why is not a bad question for a person to be asking when they're sitting in front of you, questioning that process that maybe you've had in place for 10 or 15 years. A very large customer in town actually was calculating their accruals for their employees in a very cumbersome way. And the simple question of why...
Because we've always done it that way.
We've done it that
way. How many times have we heard that thing?
Exactly. Allowed them to kind of think about that, and they actually made the changes, and it saved them, you know, I would say hundreds of hours every single year just keeping them out of trouble trying to calculate those doggone accruals and what people have for time off balances. So things like that make a big difference when you're going through the setup process. We're not here to replicate what's already going wrong.
We're here to show them how to do it as efficiently as possible.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you're going to get some customers that are reluctant to come up to speed on today's technology. I'm one. I'm slow on that, but we're working on it. How do you work with that? Do you just try to set it up the way they were doing it before and then slowly evolve, or how do you deal with that?
Well, it's a coaching process and a comfort process more than anything else. You know, what are you comfortable with? Certainly, we've got customers that don't even own a computer. We can work with that. You can still phone the payroll in to your client account manager. You could fax it in. But as the comfort level grows and the benefits of the technology are understood, we find that most people actually do migrate into the pay entry type solution, where they just go in online and get their payroll popped in. They can preview the actual payroll before it even processes, and they know they've got a perfect payroll every time. So there's a lot of benefits to it, and as people gain comfort, they tend to migrate into those solutions.
So you're not forcing anyone into a certain set box that they have to comply with? except for at the government level, but you know.
Well, and even if they don't have their own computer and they're just sending out, you know, faxing in the data or calling in the data, they still take advantage of the technology that we're using, because they're going to get the information back on the reports. And if they have a 401k vendor, we're still going to be able to integrate to them because we have the data at our site.
Right.
Now, I've been over to visit you, and I know you've got a training center over there. This must enter into this discussion. You must, when you're signing up a new business owner, show them you can do it the way you're doing it before, or you can bring your people in and we'll show them how to do it a little more efficiently and take less time in doing it. How does that training enter into this equation?
I think it's huge. You know, there's quite a few different approaches by different services that are out there. Many of them are more manual based, where here's your manual and you're set up and ready to go. Here's your login and off you go. Come into our training center and we'll train you to the lowest common denominator that's in the room. That doesn't, I think we've all been through those.
Why are you looking at me, Sam? Let's keep going on this training now.
We tend to take a much more personalized approach. We do one-on-one training with our customers, whether we do it on site or they come to us. They spend the time one-on-one with the trainer, with their data, focusing on the needs that they have. It saves everybody a lot of time and helps get our customers using the software to its fullest extent.
Bob, how do you deal with the security issue? Most small business owners, even if you have 25, 30 employees, you don't want everybody to know what everybody else is making, because it only causes headaches. So how can we ensure the security of the payroll so that only a very few people in the organization know what the details?
Well, I think Mike can speak to some of the security things that we've got going on, and then I'll maybe chip in at the end on a couple other thoughts here.
Well, sure. I mean, there's sort of the two different solutions, one being the web-based, one being the installed application. With the web-based, none of the data is housed at the client site, so it's all based on the user controls that we can put in place. Each individual user can be set up to have different levels of access in the web application. So if you just want somebody to be able to go in and, you know, see what the check dates are, they can only see the calendar. If you want to be able to, somebody to be able to go in and do the entire payroll, that can be set up. And the website is hosted by a vendor, or a third-party vendor, and it's in a data center that is 6 nines, which basically means it's up 0.999% of the time and whatnot. Very secure center. The installed application, the database, you know, working with the client's IT personnel at that company, you know, we can set up that database to whatever level of security they want. As well as on top of that, you still have all the application security. You know, pretty much everybody's going to go through the application to get at that data.
So if the business owner has one person that's just putting in the hours, and that's all he wants them to see, then you can set it up to do that.
You definitely can, yeah. And as far as the data getting to us, all of that data is sent over the internet through secure connections.
Really, the website is no more secure or less secure than the desktop version?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. No,
I would think that if someone from a business accidentally got access to the entire payroll and the checks and all the rest of that stuff, it could be pretty upsetting for a business owner. So you're very careful about how you set up those systems.
Well, and
stuff could hit the fan.
I know.
Well, I think it's been mentioned before, you know, we go through a SAS 70 Type 2 audit, and part of that is our IT controls and what we have in place for that. And we definitely, you know, we've talked to our clients' IT personnel quite often during the setup and consult them on what they need to set up to prevent that from happening.
Okay.
Tell me about paperless payroll.
I'm very passionate about lack of paper. So
no trees?
Don't kill trees. Your payroll, you know, if you're a one-person company or a 500-person company, your entire payroll could be paperless. All the reports can be emailed back, PDF format or Excel format, if you prefer. The checks can all be set up online for the employees to go and log in and see what their check stub looks like and print it if they need to. Even to the point, maybe Bob can speak more to that. You know, if you want to make sure nobody's getting an actual check, you know, you can have debit cards issued where the money will be transferred to the debit card each payroll instead of.
I think the paperless payroll is really where everything is going, and we've been leading that charge for the last really several years with our customers and people that we're meeting. The big hurdles really come down to the buy-in at the employee level on direct deposit. Mm-hmm. That's always been the biggest hurdle. If they're not, if the employee doesn't have a bank account or doesn't trust the direct deposit system, that's been the excuses in the past. The advent of the debit card has really helped us with that, especially for those people that don't have bank accounts. What happens is it's just like a direct deposit. It loads a Visa debit card, and they can utilize that anywhere that the Visa cards are accepted. And every payroll period, they can go in and literally go to any cash machine, and they get one absolutely free transaction where they can pull the entire balance out. So it's a zero balance type of a card. It only runs $2.50 to initially to start it up. And after
so they
that,
get one card, and you load it essentially every payroll?
Load it every payroll. And if they now they're in charge after that. So the employer has a $2.50 cost to give them the card. After that, it's just the direct deposit feed going into it. If the employee lost the card, it's just like a credit card. They call the company that issued the card and get a new one, and they have mm-hmm. to pay the $2.50 at that point. So the big advantage to that is many of these people that don't have checking accounts. And there's a lot of people out there yeah. that don't have checking and savings accounts now at banks are paying fees at the bank to cash their check, or they're going to those cash checking places and paying exorbitant fees.
Yeah.
So it saves them a lot of time and money as well.
Mike, you mentioned employee self-view. Now, does that give the employee an opportunity to see what he was paid, essentially?
It does, yeah. Essentially, each employee, you know, based on their email address, can log in and they get, you know, they set up their own password the first time they log in, and they can log in every pay period and see what they have. They can see their check. They can also see their accruals. They can see what their tax deductions are and things like that.
Entire past pay history.
Entire past pay history.
One of the biggest things on that, Tom, is you don't have the employee coming back to you anymore saying, I don't have my check stubs for the last six weeks or 6 months or whatever it might be, and I'm trying to get a mortgage. Can you print out the check stubs for me?
So they can log in and print out whatever they need.
They can log in and print out what they need.
So in the first instance, it's paperless and we're not doing it. And after that, if they need to access it, they can. Yeah. There must be businesses that have a combination. Some people with debit cards, some with want the old-fashioned check, some people want deposits. Can you handle all of that?
And that's actually not still untypical where it's, you know, only the people getting direct deposit that we wouldn't print a stub for them, but we'd still print the live checks and send that back. With the payroll.
Right. And what, I mean, that's always a mix, Tom. You'll have a mixture of all, especially the larger you get. You know, you might have a 100 employee company with 95 people on direct deposit, five get live checks. Out of those five, maybe three choose a debit card. And two, we end up just mailing it directly to the employee so we can stay paperless as far as not having to pay for a delivery coming out for those two payroll checks.
Now I have a cash flow question. From an employer standpoint, at what point is the money for those payrolls in the account? Because we're looking at efficiencies, and I want to know, am I going to have to put all that money and have it in the account 2 days beforehand, the same day, 2 weeks beforehand?
Right. The way the cash flow works on direct deposit is 2 days prior to check date, the funds would need to be there.
Okay.
For the tax debit, if we are actually doing the tax service, we need to be able to pull that money 1 day prior. And that's just for verification of funds.
Mm-hmm.
For no other reason.
But you're talking about collected funds at the bank.
Right.
Yeah.
You need to be able to access those
at
that point.
So it's a little sooner than that unless you're wiring in the money.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to make sure make sure they're available 2 days prior and 1 day prior.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, you mentioned earlier something about data integration and some side service on time and labor.
Yes.
What do you do for business owners there?
On the time and labor side, there's a number of different products that are available. Probably the most popular right now is the web-based product, and it doesn't require a time clock. So no hardware needs to be installed. And literally, we've seen it set up as a touch screen on a computer. People just go in and put in their employee number, and I'm in now and I'm out, and it's very simple to do. Or just logging in and logging out. Through a website. That collects all the data, keeps it electronically. Now you don't have all these time cards that you have to go back and reference. The managers can approve the time. If someone misses a punch, the managers are notified so they can correct it right away. You're not dealing with, oh my gosh, it's the end of the pay period and I got to go back to Tuesday last week and ask Jane when she actually left the building. So it just automates everything, makes it a lot simpler for managers to follow their people and the who's in and who's out and everything else.
My daughter works for a company that does that, and they don't get paid unless they have that punch on the screen.
Right.
Bob, we're wrapping down to the end of this podcast, but there's some vendor integration issues, 401ks, HSAs, work comp, unemployment comp, those type of issues. Do you take possession, do you take ownership of those details and handle those for the business owner as well?
What we do is we find out who those vendors are, and if we have, many cases we have an existing relationship or have already built that interface, and it's very simple for us to go ahead and set that up for that employer. If not, we just need the file structure, and that's one of the big things. I mean, you want to simplify your life. Why deal with having to go to different sites and upload all different types of things and key out everything in when it can be automated for you?
Mike, we're just about out of time. As the IT guy for payroll control systems, I'm sure that the thing that you're pushing for is the paperless payroll, paperless everything. Any final thoughts on how you can help business owners get acclimated to that?
Well, I'd kind of tie the two things together because you asked about security and the paperless, just to know that all the reports and stuff that are sent along, that's all sent encrypted. So it's actually safer than being on paper because the data is secure where it's sent to you and you go and retrieve it online.
It's not laying around on a desk.
And also, once it's in electronic format, it's easily searchable. You know, if you've got 1,000 employees and you need to look up one employee on a report, if you're searching through a paper report, that can be fun. But with the electronic, you just type in the employee's name and boom, you're on the page that they're on. So,
Bob, I think you've about convinced me that by using an outside payroll service firm, that a business owner can get it done better, cheaper, and can have a huge burden lifted off of his plate, and most business owners are busy 24/7 anyway. Any final thoughts on how these efficiencies and how this transition can benefit a business owner?
I think it really just comes down to, like Mike said, getting organized. You know, time and labor side, the old way with time cards, you got to go back and search and look for data. You can just pop right in and find it. Same thing on the payroll. You can go check to check and look for anything you want to look for, run reports for any date range that you want. And then the integration and time savings on the other end. You know the data is secure and you know it's accurate. There's not going to be any of those errors of typing something in wrong, especially when you get into the fiduciary responsibilities being held on the 401ks and things these days. You just don't want that.
Well, Bob, this has been a fascinating discussion about creating efficiencies and how business owners can handle their payroll services and all the headaches that come along with that. And I'm Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer Jorgie Jorgensen. I'd like to thank Bob Wilbanks, Vice President of Sales, and Mike Donnelly, Director of Information Technology from Payroll Control Systems, for being with us on this segment of todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.